This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Students are returning to Adams City High School today after classes were canceled because of online threats Wednesday. The Adams County School District says students became concerned following posts on social media Tuesday night. The district's Jeff McKenna says an investigation found those threats to be false.
We got follow-up communication that nothing at all was substantiated. All leads were investigated, and there was nothing.
Other schools around Colorado also received hoax calls with threats earlier this week. And yesterday, all Denver Public Library locations were closed because of a threat. New research shows young people in Colorado's child welfare system lack access to birth control. A survey found about a third had received information about birth control and fewer than half knew how to get it. The study is among the first to examine sexual and reproductive health attitudes among those in child welfare systems or living in foster homes. The town of Vail is offering Vail Resorts $12 million for land the ski resort owns. CPR's Andrew Villegas says the town council recently moved to condemn the area it says is critical bighorn sheep habitat.
Vail Resorts, which owns ski areas around the country, wants to build affordable employee housing on the land, but the town says the land adjacent to I-70 is important habitat to bighorn sheep. Town leaders and company officials have been going back and forth over the last few months trying to come to an agreement. Vail Resorts has not yet responded to the offer. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
State wildlife officials will soon begin their annual testing for chronic wasting disease among Colorado deer. Some hunters will give the heads of deer they kill to the state for testing. Chronic wasting is a neurological disorder that has infected 40 of Colorado's 54 deer herds. It is not known to spread to humans. Along with the rain to slow down traffic, Interstate 25 is closed north of Denver because of a crash involving a tanker. I-25 is closed in both directions at 84th Avenue in Thornton. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.